All right, Andy Baggerly is with us, CSN Bay Area, Extra Bags at Twitter. Andy, how are you this morning?
Well, I was fine until you started talking about 33-inning games, Marty. It's not like we all get paid overtime. Come on now.
Right.
You're killing me.
You know, John Miller, I think John told me that the other day, that when Rochester and Pawtucket had that amazing 33-inning game in the International League, I think John said when they resumed it, he went down and broadcast. I think he said, didn't he, Pat? The last inning of that? I think that's what John told me.
Right, yep.
Yeah, that would be something to see. But no, you can't sit out there for 33. You have to go home at some point.
You know, the longest game that I've ever been to was actually as a fan. I remember sitting in the view reserve level at Dodger Stadium when I was in college and seeing a Dodger Braves game with a buddy of mine who was from Atlanta. And it went 18 innings, and we stayed for the whole thing, 2 7th-inning stretches. I mean, it was great. Good thing we weren't drinking that day, or we would have been good and toasted. But but yeah, it was. I still have not covered a game in the thousands of games I've covered longer than that one I went to as a fan, and I still remember almost every detail from it.
Wow, that's not a bad question. To throw out there, the longest game you ever attended, and you stayed there for the whole thing. I'd have to think about that for me. But probably about maybe 15, 16 innings, but that's pretty good. Hey, Angel Pagan, did he take one for the team here? And he's got that sore hamstring now and probably won't be in the lineup today, but he went around the bases. Pagan scored, Flannery scored. It was pretty exciting.
Well, if you're going to get hurt, that's the way to do it, right?
I mean, yeah.
better than you fall out of the batter's box, while hitting into a double play. I think the interesting thing is going to be seeing Mike Kickham in a couple of days. That's what I'm looking forward to. I'm sure Angel will be back in there soon. We'll check on him when I get to the ballpark in a little bit. I'm sure that'll be a question for Bruce Bochy just to see if he, just where he's going to be at for this series. But, Kickham is going to be, I think, the story of this week.
Well, we got to see Kickham a little bit in spring training, and I got to see some film of him yesterday that they had on CSN Bay Area. And, you know, he reminded me a little bit of Affelt. He's got that motion that it's a big lefty guy, 6'4", and there's a lot of moving parts to him. Does he look like Affelt to you at all? Do you remember him?
You know, that's not a bad comparison. I think he's a little less arms and legs than Affelt is, but he definitely does keep the ball back in his delivery. And in terms of raw stuff, I mean, he brings a little bit to the table. You know, he can touch 95. He normally pitches around 92, 93. But what's really exciting about him is that he's got 4 pitches that he can throw, and all of them can be plus at times, a slider and a curve. His changeup, I think, he uses a little bit. But he's got enough stuff, like Affelt does, to get lefties and right-handers out.
Yeah, we got some of the notes from the Fresno Bee yesterday. His past 5 starts, and we're talking about Michael Kickham, the lefty. And, you know, there's a picture of him, and this is what I got faxed to me and sent to me. But I'll tell you, he just looks like Affelt releasing the ball. But last 5 starts, 1.72 ERA, and he's holding batters to a 2.14 average. But the thing for me that jumped out, 29 strikeouts and only 9 walks. And I will tell you this, Andy, I've seen the A's play for a long time, and you better throw the ball over the plate because they are going to make you do it. And I think that's the biggest challenge he has.
Oh, yeah. And he's a guy that they use the phrase effectively wild, and that does describe him. And, you know, it's funny. I just called up my prospect shell that I wrote on Kickham for the Baseball America Prospect Handbook, and it says, his ability to make his breaking ball harder or tighter, like Jeremy Affelt, is what has Giants coaches convinced Kickham could move quickly. So there you go, Marty.
Very good.
The same thing.
See, I had Flannery sending him on Saturday on the pregame show, and today we have Affelt looking and Kickham looking like Affelt. Not bad. All right, very good.
Hey, I got a trivia question for you.
All right.
He went to Missouri State, which
correct.
You don't think of being a hotbed of baseball talent, but they've actually developed quite a few major league pitchers over the last couple of years. Can you name another major league pitcher who went to Missouri State?
Brad Ziegler.
Wow. There's no... Okay, name another one then.
Another one? I do know this. Scherzer?
No. Did he go there too? I think he might have. Ross Detweiler is one I was thinking of.
All right. But Brad Ziegler, I think he's out of Missouri State.
He is. He absolutely is. Yep.
Well, come on. You said name one. You didn't tell me to name 3.
All right. I guess I made it too easy for you.
All right. I could be on Jeopardy.
You could.
Come on. What's the one Olympic sport? Was it trampoline? Was that it? Is that the question?
Don't go there.
Okay. All right. Andy was a big
University of Missouri at Columbia, by the way.
All right. I had the right state. All right. And by the way, for the folks who don't know, Andy was a big time champion on Jeopardy last year and did really beautifully. All right. This bullpen without Casilla, and I know Godin stays in this bullpen, and they kept him in there because, you know, the right side of the bullpen is somewhat up in the air. Give me the pecking order right now of the right side of the bullpen, starting with Romo working backwards.
Boy, well, I think, yeah, Romo obviously is the closer. Affeldt is going to be your prime setup man. You might see him doing some more situations like we talked about the other day where he might even go multiple innings, and you keep him in there against righties and lefties, and he's more of a traditional setup guy than just a lefty setup guy. You know, I really would look at Jean Machi as a guy who you bring in to face a right-hander, a Casilla-type spot. You know, if he's throwing his splitter down, it's a dangerous pitch for a reliever to throw because a hanging splitter is just a hitting pitch, and you don't want to give up home runs. The last thing you want to do as a reliever, and he's given up a few, but you know, over his career. But if he can throw his splitter down, then he can definitely slide into that role. And you know, the one guy who's got the ERA that doesn't look so pretty right now is George Contos, and that's because I think he's been used quite a bit. So maybe, you know, he's a guy who's got the stuff to get it done, but maybe isn't quite right now positioned to do it. So I would say Contos and Godin are still the guys toward the end, where they're more of your long guys. And Sandy Rosario is in that picture as well, obviously, until they send him out. So, but you know, I would look at Machi, Affeldt, and Romo as sort of your back end guys right now.
Yeah, I think you're right. And Affeldt can go for both sides of the plate, so they have that option with him. You know, he is such an important relief pitcher. And I was talking about last night on the show with all these road games coming up. And you know, starters, you know, get hit a little bit more on the road usually. Although last year the Giants really got in the race on the road in June. But for me, Affeldt becomes almost the key guy for me in that bullpen because he can handle the eighth inning himself.
He can, and you're right. Your bullpen is so important on the road because, you know, you're fighting just to keep the game, get yourself another at bat.
Right.
You know, at home you can take some more liberties. You can throw your closer in the ninth inning of a tie game because you can win in your last at bat. And when you're on the road, obviously your back is just so much more against the wall. You get in more situations where maybe you have to bring in that fifth infielder, or maybe you're issuing more intentional walks because it's a zero sum game at that point, right? If you don't get through the innings, then you don't get another at bat. So I think it's a lot tougher to manage a bullpen on the road, and that's why as many parts as you can have down there, guys who are throwing the ball well, who are being efficient, effective. And that's one thing that's really worked in Romo's favor is he's been so efficient all year. They've been able to bring him back on multiple days, and they really haven't had to farm out a lot of save opportunities to other guys because he's been able to take the ball every day. So, you know, on the road, I think it's going to be real important that he stays just as efficient, and all those guys do, so Bruce Bochy has as many choices as he can muster.
Well, these four games, the bullpen becomes very important. The A's bullpen is first in the American League. And as you were talking, I'm just looking at the Giants' notes, and I appreciate getting them sent over to us early. But inherited runners and how many scores are critical for me because, you know, you like to give a reliever a clean inning to come in, but it doesn't always work that way. Conto, 17 inherited runners, only four have scored. Godin, 6 inherited runners, only one has scored. Affeldt, 7 inherited runners, and 5 have scored. So you'd like to give Affeldt a clean inning, but the other two seem to be. And Javi Lopez quietly has reestablished himself as an outstanding left-handed pitcher coming out of the pen. 12 inherited runners, only one has scored. So give Affeldt a clean inning, and the rest of them can get you out of trouble.
Oh, yeah. And two of the biggest outs that the Giants got in that National Series was Javier Lopez striking out Adam LaRoche, and then getting him to pop out the next night when they almost came back to win. The game they lost 2-1, but they did tie it. You know, if you don't get that shutdown inning from your bullpen, if you don't allow the team to sort of add on, that's what is one of the things that's allowed this offense to come back because, you know, if you're down 4 runs, it's a lot different than all of a sudden they've tacked on a few more and now you're down 6-1, 7-1. So the bullpen has had a big hand in that. And I think Lopez very quietly has gotten some of those outs that you don't really notice because they're not, you know, leading 3-2 at the time. They may be trailing 3-2 at the time, but he holds them right there. And then this offense obviously has found a way to make it happen late. It's been pretty exciting to watch.
He's back. Lopez started off poorly in spring training, got hurt. Not good early season, but in my opinion, he's back. So, yeah, I see that as a big plus for the ball club. Andy, how do you feel about A's-Giants? What's your take on this series coming in?
You know, it's going to be an interesting series. I think we talked a little about it yesterday, and both teams probably would like to have a little more production out of their rotation, the Giants certainly. I'm interested to see Cespedes. I think he's one of those guys you buy a ticket to go see. And I really enjoyed following him last year and hasn't gotten off to the kind of start that we'd expect this year. But especially whenever he faces the Giants, it seems like he hits the ball hard in spring training, too. So I think he's going to be the guy that they'll key on and try to avoid doing damage. And it's always a nice environment when you get out to Oakland. It seems like the A's fans get a little more protective of their turf because a lot of Giants fans start to invade on it a little bit. And it's a good rivalry. I think going down to four games, everyone will appreciate the games a little bit more than when it was at six, because it is six games every year and they see each other for the Bay Bridge exhibition games and in spring training. So maybe limiting it will make it a little, there'll be a little more appreciation for it since the games will be a little more scarce.
And last thing, I like the managers, and I like the staffs. I realize the players are the ones that determine, the wins and losses, but Bob Melvin, Chili Davis is there, Mike Gallego, Curt Young, Ty Waller, and then you have Bruce Bochy. And we know the entire staff of the Giants. These are two very good staffs, and Bob Melvin has done a great job turning this ball club around.
Yeah, I agree. That's what you have to do as a manager, as a coaching staff, is get the most out of the roster you're given, out of the talent you're given. And if you're a manager who's got a little time, like a Bruce Bochy, you obviously have quite a bit of influence in who's on that roster. Some managers have a little more juice than others in that regard. Bochy and Brian Sabian work together very well, hand in glove. The good friends in addition to being colleagues. And I think Bob Melvin has done a great job given it's a difficult place to manage.
Yeah.
We all know that it's a very heavy-handed front office. They have their theories. They have their ideas. And for some time, it seemed like the field manager was just the automaton who put everything in motion. But you really get a feel that Bob Melvin has a lot more influence than A's managers in recent history, and for good reason. He's a good baseball man. He knows how to work a room, how to keep his players motivated and put them in position to succeed. And Menlo Atherton High School, can't go wrong with that.
No, so, and former Giant, too.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Let me tell you.
Bochy enjoys managing against. I think Bob Melvin's one.
Andy, I'll tell you this. I love the game. I love the chess match at the end of the game, and, that's the way it works. But I will tell you this. Both of these managers can handle a bullpen. And you see that in the A's bullpen, first in the American League, and the Giant bullpen, we know it. So I will tell you, this is going to be a very, very competitive series. I really see that coming.
Well, and Bob was a manager, obviously, with the Diamondbacks, and he knows his way around a double switch, which will be good when we get to AT&T Park. And that's a big part of managing a bullpen, too, is knowing when that guy's spot is coming up and being able to move the pieces around. So, he's no rookie AL manager in that regard, too.
Yeah. Hey, have a good day today, and I always appreciate having you on, Andy.
Okay, thanks, Marty.
All right. Absolutely. Andy Bagley, CSN Bags with two G's. His blog is great, of course, on CSN Bay Area, and follow him on Twitter as well.